All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Every single Wednesday, we talk real estate. And here is today the one and only Kevin Rogers from SkiCountryLegal.com. What's going on, Kevin?
Oh, not too much. Just trying to stay cool out there.
Absolutely, yes. Well, I think one more day today where it gets like 88 degrees and then it gets back to the 70s.
So yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
This heat front is coming in from the West Coast. You know, that's all it is. And because we'll get back to our normal temperatures if what normal is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. So thanks for coming on the Property Pulse today. So what do you want to talk about today?
Yeah, so today I wanted to go over purchasing land in Vermont because it can be a daunting task. A lot of people want to do it, you know, find a nice little, you know, corner in the country that you can build your dream home in.
And, yeah, absolutely.
So it's what a lot of people strive for, but can be risky and there can be complications. So yeah. It's a little more difficult than just buying, you know, a condo or a single family home.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. So go get into it.
All right. Yep. So whenever I see a contract come in for raw land, really what I'm looking for is contingencies in the contract. And we went over those last time.
Right.
But to make sure permitting is all set, because that's going to be your number one priority to make sure that if you buy a piece of land, you can actually build something on it.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you just have something that, you know, you can't do anything with. You can't sell it. It
right.
just sits there.
Would it be for sale anyway if you couldn't?
quite a few people try to just put it out there.
Oh,
you
really?
Know, maybe they didn't have much luck building on it, but they want to pass on their problem to somebody else. So,
got you.
You know, we're just trying to make sure that if you buy something that you can build on it and you're protected there.
Yeah, so absolutely.
The main permitting process in Vermont, anytime you're building, is for a wastewater system, so septic, sewer hookup, and potable water, so whether you can drill a well there.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I see a contract, I want to make sure either that the property that is under contract has already, you know, has permitting in place already, which some people go ahead and do.
Right.
But if not, I want to make sure that there's a way out of the contract in case, you know, you do all your tests and your engineer deems that, you know, you can't build here, or maybe you can only build a two-bedroom house rather than a four-bedroom house, which is what you really want.
Right.
Right.
So what does that, just real quick, what does that entail to do that? You got to just kind of, they have to check for what? What are they checking for?
Yeah, so really they're digging in the ground to make sure that the soil underneath is able to leach water in a way that is, you know, good for the environment, doesn't cause any buildup. So if we have really thick, you know, clay-based soil.
I see.
The drainage isn't great, so,
right.
you know, wastewater just kind of sits there.
Okay.
So they're looking for more sandy soil that really drains well.
I see. Some people might not know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, of course.
I ask for the people.
Yeah. The voice of the people. Yeah.
I ask.
Yeah, so first you're going to hire an engineer to go out there. They bring an excavator out. They dig what are called test pits, do all their tests and see what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, they give you a design and say, all right, you can put in a, you know, a four bedroom house here.
Okay.
Septic system needs to go here. Leach field goes here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if it's one of those, you know, less friendly soils, they might recommend what's called an innovative system, which is, well, one, more expensive, but two, a lot more self-contained. It's not putting a lot of wastewater into the soil.
Right.
It's kind of a self-contained system that handles the wastewater itself.
Absolutely. That makes sense.
Yeah. So your engineer is going to give you the plan and say, all right, we can do the permit here with the state, but, you know, the system's going to cost $30,000 to install, or, you know, $75,000 to install, depending on what they need to do. So
yeah.
First, it goes back to the contract. You want to make sure you have something in there to really lay out, you know, we want to make sure that a four bedroom house can be built here, right? So if the engineer comes back and says you can only do two, you can get out of the contract and, you know, find another piece of land.
So they call you first before this all happens, at least, you know, because you're the one who's probably going to know what's going on, not like somebody like me.
Yeah, sometimes people call us first. I'd say the realtors are the first line of defense.
Okay.
So people like Jackie, you know,
yeah.
They know what needs to be done for the most part in terms of permitting. That's the main one, I would say.
Okay.
A couple other, like, permitting issues that can come up. There are a lot of wetlands in Vermont. You know, there's water everywhere.
Yes.
And the state likes to protect those, which is great.
Right,
but
yes,
it can really cause some issues if you're trying to build somewhere that, you know, has a brook running through it, or a stream, or just, you know, kind of stagnant water around different parts of the property.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's the number two thing that we're looking out for. You know, when you have your engineer go out and do the perk tests, so they're digging the test pits, it's good to ask whether they know anything about wetlands, first off, because a lot of them can just identify, you know, they can go out to a property and say, this might be an issue, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You might want to call the state in to see if you need an additional permit for this, because I've had cases where, you know, there are so many wetlands on the property, it minimizes the space that you're allowed to build.
I see, yes.
Right, you can't build anywhere on the property.
Right.
You can build in this little particular area,
yes.
Which might be good, but it might be, you know, really prohibitive. So
right.
You want to make sure you have
can't
something.
Can't step over there, but over here is fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Or you can't put your septic system right next to that brook right there. You know, that might not.
Right.
Be
good. Yeah, that wouldn't be good at all.
Yeah. So. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Got you.
So that's an important part as well. And then you get into, you know, other types of permits that you might need, like an Act 250 permit, which mm-hmm. is a big issue in Vermont that, you know, the state put in place 50, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it limits development in the state. You don't have really huge housing developments that you see in other states. You do, but they're pretty rare.
Yeah. Some people don't know how to do that, though. Would they ask you for something like that to get a permit? Or,
I mean,
or would they go with the realtor? I mean, I don't know.
You go with the engineer.
Oh, you
know,
do?
The,
oh, okay.
The engineers, you know, some of them are just particular to septic. Some have a more, you know, a broader knowledge base of what needs to be done, what mm-hmm. the state wants to see, and
okay.
that sort of thing. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, Act 250 can be prohibitive when it comes to building. They want to make sure that the natural beauty of the landscape isn't affected by putting a, you know, 8-bedroom house somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
So that's one piece. And then you also get into local permitting, right? You know, all these that we've been talking about are state permits, which are a little more difficult to get, but you still, in the end, need a local permit
yes.
from your town saying, yes, you can build a house here. So those are a little bit easier to get, but you can run into issues if you're in a village or like a historic district. There
mm-hmm.
might be really specific prohibitions on what type of house you can build. It needs to be painted all white with green shutters, or it needs to be a classic New England style house.
Gotcha.
Some people might want something a little more modern.
Yeah, yeah.
Or workable.
Right, exactly. So where do you fit in?
So with me, I'm just making sure everybody's protected, making sure that clients are contacting engineers, getting all these tests done before closing, because okay. the last thing you want to do is say, all right, I'm pretty sure I can build here, right? I went out, it wasn't wet, it's pretty big, so we can put a septic system somewhere. And so they buy it and then get the tests afterwards and say,
that's hilarious.
Well, my engineer said, you know, I can only build a 1-bedroom house. Who wants
yeah.
a 1-bedroom house?
Yeah,
you know,
nobody.
So. Exactly.
Right.
So
yeah.
we just make sure, you know, you're in touch with the right people.
Okay.
Your contract is structured in a way so you are doing this due diligence up front so that you know, when you buy this $60,000 parcel of land, you can actually put something on it afterwards.
Yeah, that sounds great. Boy, I got information today with
yeah.
stuff that I didn't know.
Yeah,
which is good, because that's what we're talking about with the property pulse.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
it's just not many people think about it. Or if you do, you might not know the ins and outs. So,
yeah.
you know, speak with your realtor, speak with your attorney, say, yeah. you know, what types of risks are we looking at here? What do we need to do to make sure we don't kind of buy a place that we're not going to be able to sell?
Absolutely. That sounds great. All right. Did we cover everything?
I think so. If you have any other questions, you know, give us a call, but or you know, send us an email. But
absolutely.
Those are the main points there.
Absolutely. SkiCountryLegal.com. Is a place to go.
All right, yeah.
For all your real estate lawyer needs.
Exactly.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, check out Kevin, you guys. He is incredible. He knows what he's talking about. You guys need a great real estate lawyer. Kevin Rogers is the one from SkiCountryLegal.com. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
I appreciate you, and hopefully you get some calls out of this, because it's important. It really is. You know, all right. There goes Kevin, the property pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM.